Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Krakomi,
Krakomi. Welcome to the show, everyone. Happy Friday.
Your face looks beautiful. Look at you.
Oh my God, wait. I just had the most insane facial. I'm going to talk about it in just a minute. But ladies, it's Friday.
No, you look nice and fresh. And your lips went down a little bit.
Oh yeah, finally. Because I was there. I got the cold, but now my lips are fine. Gorgeous.
Yeah, just don't do it.
I will. Welcome to the show, girls. Grab a cocktail. Drop your panties and buckle up because we're going a mile a minute today.
Happy Friday. So I want to talk about the show real quick. Jersey Shore Family Vacation was on last night. I know you watched it, Joey, because you're the best supporter and fan ever.
I watched it when you accosted Sam.
So I did not. I'm a very respectful friend. But we're talking about Nashville, and I haven't mentioned that I want to do my store in Nashville. So now it's happening. I'm doing a store in Nashville. I literally got my lease the other day, and I'm figuring it out. I'm trying to get it ready. So yeah, last night was an introduction of all of us going to Nashville. We had the best freaking time. I love
you
Nashville.
You went already?
So much. Yeah, for the show. It's on the episode last night. You watched it, right?
I know, but I thought I was supposed to come.
It was last year. So obviously I have to go back because I got to see the space and get everything ready. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, the episode last night, we introduced Ron. Ron might be coming. Well, Ron is coming. I don't know when it's actually going to be on the episode, but it was very stressful because I don't want to stress out, you know, my friend Sam. I want her to be comfortable. And she knew coming back that, like, she was going to see Ron at some point.
Right.
So it is what it is. So, yeah, make sure you guys continue to watch the show because we're going to Nashville next week. And then we're there for, like, 3 days. So a lot went down. And then Ron comes. So there's a lot going on in the show that you guys need to watch. It's crazy. But yes, working on my fourth location, Snooki Shop, Nashville.
Wait, you found the store already?
I mean, I'm trying. I'm talking to the realtor. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll let you Crusaders know first when it's happening.
That's my favorite place in the world.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Nashville boy.
Yes. We're talking about Riley Strain.
We talked about this last week. There's new. I feel like TikTok always like solves crimes and shit.
Yes.
TikTok people know more than the cops. So I sent Joey a TikTok of the boy because he's really distressed over this, like distraught. They have footage of the boy getting into this random car that was following him all night walking around town. So
okay. Let me get into
it. He could be still alive, by the way.
We're talking about if we're under rock, but I've been so stressed about it for many moons. There's a boy named Tyler Strain. He was in Nashville on a trip from Missouri with his frat brothers. They go out to a bar on the strip, and it was like 9:30. It wasn't even late. It was like 9:30 on Friday night, and he apparently got kicked out of the bar. Then his friend said that the people kicked him out of the bar, and security kicked him out of the bar, and they wouldn't let the friends come with him, which I thought was shady.
So shady. Would you ever let that happen to me?
No, I have to keep. That's why I kept the leash on you.
I would get stolen in 2 seconds.
No. So what's happening is, sorry if you hear screaming.
Oh, who's screaming?
I'm at work and there's a big sports game on. Everyone's wiling out about sports.
Oh, whatever. You might hear a jackhammer outside because my backyard's getting done.
Oh, perfect. So apparently he started to walk home. He gets drunk. Apparently he only had one drink and two waters at that bar, but that doesn't mean that he wasn't fucked up before he got to the bar. That's what everyone's saying. Like, you know, they only had one drink, so something's up.
Definitely bar hopping. When you're in Nashville, you bounce from bar to bar.
You bounce from bar to bar. So yeah. You can't blame, everyone's blaming the restaurant or the place. You can't believe he was probably, they're probably day drinking all day. They're 22-year-old kids in Nashville. That's what you do. You get fucked up all day. So pretty lame on anything, but you're drunk. But if your friends, and they apparently the friends saw him and they had to go out to the front. By the time they got to the front, they couldn't get out there. But no matter, you're a wolf pack. I know you're a boy, but like when you're especially on a vacation, you're all drinking. Everyone sticks together. It's just boy code, girl code. It's like what you do.
Always.
You know, so now he's been missing.
Somebody has a drunk friend that they don't know where they're going. They're delusional. Like, somebody's got to babysit.
Since Friday, March 8th, and now it's going on week 3 that he's missing. Now, everyone's assuming that because they saw him walk up the street that he was that he got drunk. There's a video of him falling and hitting his head. And then so everyone assumed just like for the worst. And they said that he's in the Cumberland River, which is the river that he fell right next to. They scoured the river, obviously, and they found two other bodies, though. They didn't find his body, but they found, I think it was reported, a woman and a Hispanic older man's body. And I don't know why that's not even like a story now. Why isn't there three stories going on? They just disregarded. Everyone's like obsessed with this one guy, which is horrible. But also
This happened in Nashville?
Yes, two other lives. Well, I'm not saying just to that. I mean, don't shop at the Snooki Shop in Nashville, but I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
With that, but... So it's been 3 weeks. His parents are on the TV crying and screaming. Now, what I have to say is, now this is a true crime podcast, first and foremost. I have a feeling that...
Oh, yeah. Who are we? Calm down.
Shady. I think the friends are to blame. The thing is, they reported him missing just out after they couldn't find him. And the cops said to them, you can't report a missing person unless it's 24 hours. So that's strange, number one, that you go to the cops right away to kind of clear themselves, saying, like, oh, he's missing. We don't know where he is. Like, I don't know what the motive would be. I think if anything, it was like they knew that something fucked up happened. Like, they're afraid to get kicked out of the frat. I think something had to do with drugs, maybe. Like, maybe they were like doing something shady with drugs or something shady with, like,
I don't know.
Parents, or they hired a hit. I don't know what it is, but those friends.
Everyone's sweet. So it was his frat friends, right?
Frat friends, yeah. So I'm assuming,
everyone's saying those boys are responsible for something.
Something's going on, because after what I'm gathering. Now, because then some people, all the rescue people just found his debit card on the side of the river, like down in the, what is an embankment?
Can you Google the side of a river?
Google embankment. What does that mean?
Embankment?
Does that mean like embankment, embankment? Because I don't know if that means.
Like, it's a wall or a bank of earth or stone built to prevent a river flooding in an area.
Okay. So it could have been on, like, at the embankment on the street, the debit card, or it could have been like down in the ditch, like in the embankment, like on the wall by the water. I don't know where they found it, but they found it at the embankment, just his debit card. So then it's everyone suspecting that he got robbed. Like, someone like held him at gunpoint, give me your money. This you know, skinny, like drunk kid, young kid, give me your money. Could be like robbed. And then he was like, whatever. And then they took his credit card and like threw it somewhere. Now they're saying that there was a car, that he may have gotten in a car with someone. But it's like they would have found the body by now. If he was in the river, they would have found him by now.
Right. He would have like floated up somewhere.
Horrible. But
like, unless they put bricks on him, like mobster style.
They wouldn't have time to do that. But it's like also like, who would want to kill this kid? This is like, who would want this kid? It seems like he's gone for too long for it to be like do people still kidnap people like for ransom? Like, what are he locked in a basement like doing? Like, and he doesn't even live there. He's like not from there. So like,
I don't think for ransom. I think like the black market and like trading people and like human trafficking is huge. That's huge.
It's very trendy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. So a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. But the question is, time for what? If we had limited time, what would you do and how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's important to you, what's a priority, and what makes you happy. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Now, Stupid and I have been using BetterHelp for many, many moons now. As you know, I've been my therapist, Jessica. You have to prioritize everything in your life. You know, we make time for what's important to us at the end of the day. And we take care of our health with our, you know, the doctors and dentists. You have to do the same thing with your mental health. And again, it's all about juggling. We all work jobs. We all have, you know, so many things going at once. We have to kind of make time for yourselves and prioritize your mental health so you're able to do those things that you love. If you've never tried BetterHelp is entirely online. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire online and you're matched with a therapist and you're able to switch therapists at no additional charge. It's helped me so much. And I love it. It's entirely online. You don't have to leave your house. So when you're feeling down and you're in dumps, you know, the last thing you want to do is get in your car and drive somewhere or have to sit in a waiting room in front of strangers. It's like, no, it's on your terms. You don't have to see anyone if you don't want to. You don't have to do the video chat. You can do video. You could do voice, whatever makes you comfortable. And it's entirely up to you on your schedule so you can get back to what's important to you in your life.
Okay, Crusaders. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Snooki today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Snooki.
I don't know what's going on, but I've been sick to
God forbid.
These parents. I've been sick to my stomach for these parents. And now I'm invested. You know, I never really knew about a true crime as it was actually happening. Like, all the true crime I get into was on from Netflix and like the TV shows that I see. And I find out about it. I've never seen like a true crime that I follow that was like actually going live.
Well, I remember that boy that guy that was like, I don't know where my wife is, my kids, I don't know what's happening.
Chris Watts.
When he did those interviews. Chris Watts, yes. I was watching that live. And I was like, oh, this guy is shady. I remember that.
I didn't see that live. But if you know, if you were there that night, you know, see anything, I'm just doing my part to spread the good word. Please report it to the authorities and look the story
up. Joey's losing sleep with a poor kid.
I am. It's like, it's just, because the thing is, it could happen to anyone of our, any of our friends. And this is a boy. Imagine, like, you know, if it was something like that for, you know, for sexual things or something horrible, like girls by themselves, like, you just if you're going to be drinking, going out, kindness is cool and being responsible is cool. But you can be, me and Nicole have been as fucked up our entire lives as any other jokes in our lives. But we've always knew to, like, stick with your fucking friends. We're not, you know, you can be as crazy and fun as you want. Doesn't mean you're fun. Watch your friends when you go out. Watch your drinks. Just be fucking mindful. Give the wolf pack things. Have a buddy system. Do anywhere you're going.
I have ideas now because you can Apple tag anything now, and it's so easy. If you know you're going crazy with your friends and you might split up or you don't know what's going to happen, put the Apple tag like in your shoe, in your bra, in your pocket. Do you have pockets in your boxers?
Sometimes.
Well, put it in there. Put it somewhere where if somebody kidnaps you or whatever, they don't actually see it. And then we could track you and know where you're going. Like, don't.
Because the phone died.
Apple tags are a huge thing now for, like, you know, God forbid somebody goes missing.
Yeah. And because the phone's dead. And the last time they saw the phone was in that area. But then there's shady things.
The phone's hard.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen but ladies and crusaders, take care of yourselves.
Be careful out there.
And be careful out there. Seriously. It's, God forbid your poor mother has to deal with that.
Oh, no, no.
My thoughts and prayers are with his family and the researchers and him. Most importantly, please come home safe, Riley, wherever you are. I just hope it doesn't, sour at any point.
Amen.
Sorry, I'm getting myself.
Well, speaking of some lighter news, it was Gianni's birthday this week.
Stop. I didn't say
Gianni's birthday was March 20th. And he's an old man. He's 37. So, if you guys missed it, everyone wish Gianni happy birthday. It's his birthday week, and he's a Easter.
What did you do to celebrate? Did you go out?
We went to the movies with the kids. We saw Kung Fu Panda. And I've been so good on my diet, you guys. Like, so good. Fasting till, like, 4 or 5 o'clock. I have my grilled chicken salad. Been walking, like, 3 miles a day. I just started running. I'm, you know, working out and doing a cold plunge. I lost 5 pounds already. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself at the movies. I had curly fries and a freaking bag, a huge thing of popcorn.
It's your favorite theater now?
Yeah. I spent Okay. I haven't been to the movie theaters in a while. So we ended up eating there. So I got the kids chicken fingers, curly fries, a big pretzel, popcorn, the icy drinks. So we all got a drink. I get 2 chicken tenders, French fries, the pretzel, popcorn. Guess how much it cost?
$150.
$110.
Wait a second. Is there a table for you?
Usually when I go to the movie theaters, I bring my big bag, so I put, like, the seltzers in and, you know, my snacks, so I don't have to buy anything.
$150.
I mean, now I know why I do that. $110.
But wait a minute. Is there a table for you to eat at when you're at these restaurants? I mean, at these movie theaters, or do you just have to put it on your lap, like you're eating all this meal? Is there a little table?
But yeah, it's not like the dine-in one, but there is, you know, everything's a recliner now, and they have thick arms on the recliner. You know, put your drink down, and then you can put the food on it. But it's not like the ones that are like dine-in. I've never been to one of those where they serve wine.
They have them
like
at City. I love those ones.
I've never done them.
They have cocktails. They have bars. You can hang out at the bar before the movie, and then you go into the movie.
I'll do that. That's so cute. On.
Wait
a minute.
So that's lovely. Happy birthday, Gianni. Or my Pisces.
Did you text him?
No, I didn't. I'm gonna do it now.
Text him right now.
And it's on my phone was dead.
You're awful.
But speaking of, like, things like that, going to the movies, like, you know, all these, there's a new thing. You know how Nicole. So when Nicole comes to the city, like, she gets in, like, we have to do our work done in the morning, and then it's, like, noon or, like, 1 o'clock, and Nicole wants to go to lunch But that means she wants
a
like,
quick bite before
quick
I bite. Get home.
A quick bite. So it's 12 o'clock for lunch. We get there. She wants to go to these summer fun, whatever. She always wants somewhere to go dancing. She wants like a day club. And it's like they don't have that here. It's like, we're not in Barbados. They don't have that shit all day long.
I'm surprised.
But this, a new company came out and they developed a nightclub, like a raging nightclub for 30 year olds and plus. It's called Matinee. It's called something Matinee. And basically it's a nightclub that's open from 5 o'clock until 10:30 at night. And then it closes. But if it's like a full DJ dance floor.
Perfect timing.
Fucking. And then they even serve pizza at the place.
Are they playing like 90s?
No, it's banging. Dance club, like thoughts, cartwheels, panties. It's like full on.
No, but are they playing our music? Like,
yes.
I think Britney Spears.
No, they're playing real club music. It's like a club.
Oh.
So it's just like a club for people that don't want. So it's almost like the biggest, the craziest happy hour, and it's in the city. We should check it out. We should host it. We should host an event there. Nicole and I are getting back into hosting.
Well, we're locking down our first event, our first live show, which I'm really excited.
Can I tell you,
about.
I was getting my facial today, and we're talking about something. This girl mentions that
we need a photo shoot.
We could do it. Do you see my photo shoot?
Yeah, it's dramatic. Keep going.
We need new pictures, but we should definitely team up with them because I would love to go to that nightclub. And also, the thing is, they have everything you want there. You're dancing, you're hanging out, you're meeting people, but you know you're closed by 10:30. But the things with us is, at 10:30, that club ends. We're not going to want to end there. We're going to want to keep going. Like, you know, I think for like
usually we're like, it's like a quick bite. Like, oh, you know, we're just going to have a couple of drinks, listen to music. Oh no, that turns into like a 3 a.m. night.
That's a great. It's a great pregame spot. And again, I'm not sure. Don't quote me. I don't know. I think it's called Matinee, but I don't know exactly. Barrymore was talking about it, but I think it's a great place to as a jumping off point, or if you just want to really, really want to get in your bed, if you have something busy to do the next day, but you want to celebrate because your friend's in town, go to the matinee and then you can still turn up and get home by 10:30, and they serve pizza there, so it's like,
ooh, I would like pizza. No, I would like a oh my god, what's it called, that pizza,
quesadilla.
I would love quesadillas. I would love Pizza Hut stuffed crust pizza. I would love cheese fries, mozzarella sticks, the whole nine. A grilled cheese. Like, all those would be nice.
You have to invest.
A crispy grilled cheese with extra cheese. I just ended up spending more money because I had to download Max, the streamer Max.
Did you watch the show?
Because I wanted to watch Quiet on Set. Everyone's talking about it. I have to watch it. So I had to download Max.
Yes. Did you watch it?
No, I literally just downloaded it and I was going to watch it while I was walking on the treadmill, but then you said you could record. So
okay.
I didn't watch it yet.
So if it's called Quiet on Set, if you don't know, it's a chilling new shockumentary, if you will, about the.
Did you watch it?
I watched a little bit of it and I've been like watching clips and stuff. I watched the first episode, but. And maybe the only one episode. I didn't really watch it, but I know what's going on.
You're an idiot.
I watched some of it, but anyway, so it's all
I
about.
I just only saw a couple clips on TikTok, which were very disturbing.
The ongoings of Nickelodeon and child actors back in the 90s, where these managers, vocal coaches, and like producers and executives were grooming these kids and like sexually assaulting them, sexually abusing
disgusting.
Them.
Disgusting.
Now the girl one. So I think it was mostly guys. So basically, Brian Peck. Who is no relation to Josh Peck from Drake and Josh. It sounds that they have the same last name, but has no relation. And it so happens that Drake Bell was the one who got sexually abused by him. The parents were having him, they're always there as his vocal coach or something. And basically he started sexually abusing him when he was 15 years old. And, you know, and I think he threatened the thing of like, you know, I'm going to make you a star. And that's and kind of brainwashing. And I think everyone says, where were the parents? I think that it's the same thing happened with the parents. I don't think the parents knew, obviously, that he was getting sexually abused. But I think they know, they see red flags and they kind of avoid them.
No, they went to the parents and they told the parents what was happening. And then we're like, okay, you're not allowed at his house anymore. And then they had a conversation with him and he was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for it to get weird. It was a mistake. And then they let the kids keep going to his house. So the parents failed.
But they saw money. They saw the child actors.
And the parents use their kids for money.
You don't have to ever work again. These parents and I said the exact same thing happened. That never left Michael Jackson. I said these people. Michael Jackson promised them this whole new life, buying them houses and boats and vacations and cars.
No.
And they you know the money they turn a blind eye to because it's fucking money. It's like, oh, but this is Michael Jackson. We can't say no to him because he's a billionaire. It's like these parents are.
I'm punching anybody. I don't care.
Who you like, are. How dumb do you have to fucking be? Like, with the money, you freaks.
Yeah, no.
So that's a chilling documentary. But also, the girls weren't being sexually abused, but they were being sexualized for the cameras. Like, they were doing like all they'd make them do like dirty things, like splash water on their face in a sexual way, and like jerk off potatoes and all this stuff. Poor Ariana Grande and my friend, my manicurist friend, Amanda Marie Bynes. Did you see him? Wait a second. She's wearing extensions again.
Well, yeah. This is why she's so messed up, because she went through all this stuff. And I think she had, like, mental health issues to begin with. But do you remember her Twitter? And she was saying how she got pregnant by her boss. And, you know, Nickelodeon was, like, doing crazy sexual things to her. Remember on Twitter? And yeah. Nobody believed
her. I remember when she said, crazy. I want to...
Like, tweeting wild things. Like, no, she was trying to tell everybody what was happening years ago on Twitter.
I remember she said she wanted Drake to murder her vagina on Twitter.
Well, that was, like, after all that.
Yeah, and don't we all, sister, get in line. But, yeah.
Amanda Bynes tried to say it. No one listened to her.
Do you think, in a way, and I know this is a crazy hot take, do you think, in a way, you know how Amanda Bynes was always such a great character actress? And Amanda
show. She was freaking amazing.
It's amazing. But on the Amanda show, she was always so great at playing characters and like in obscure, crazy characters. Do you think this is, I know that she, I don't know anything. I mean, she's never been diagnosed with like fucking being crazy or whatever. I don't know what her trajectory was. But do you think in a way this is a persona that she created for herself, like a false character that she's like, she's hiding behind? Like, do you think this is like, do you think that like the nails and like the crazy wigs and the actions and the way she's speaking the camera, do you think this is kind of like a character she's playing to avoid what's really going on inside?
Could be.
But you know what I mean? In a way, like, I feel like there's so much character work being done, like about the way she's speaking and her actions and.
She doesn't even sound like herself.
The outfits and things like that. And I can see that this is like, not that it's an act for attention. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, psychologically, I think she's like been so used to becoming other people to like kind of avoid what was going on really inside. I think this is just an extension of her, what she's always been comfortable doing, which is stepping outside of her real life to become something else. And I feel like this is almost like she's using this crazy persona as a character, and the character is getting taken away, and like it's taking over her life now, and she's like committed to that persona because she feels safe in a way. I think that's what's happening. I don't work for betterhelp.com, but if I did, I'd write that down. I'd write that on the pad.
Yeah. Overall, I just think it's awful. And we'll talk about it more next week because I haven't watched it yet. I only saw some clips on TikTok. So I want to watch the full documentary. I heard it's so disturbing. Oh, I don't know. So let's watch it fully and then we'll talk about it next week.
True that. I started watching a show yesterday. Since you bought HBO Max.
I have HBO Max.
Oh, this is an HBO Max.
Max.
HBO is Max is Max.
Well, I already have it.
I know. That's how I got bamboozled.
I just bought it, and I already have HBO Max.
Don't quote me. I think it's the same thing. It's the same color, and it's the same font. It's the same company.
Oh, my God.
I bought the Apple flavored show. HBO I bought Apple Max. Plus.
All right, keep going.
I bought Apple yesterday because there's a new Kristen Wiig show, which is so fucking good. It's called Palm Royale. It's all about Palm Beach, Florida in the 1969 and about the hierarchy of this country club. And her character is so, so fun. It reminds me of like,
I don't know,
all different things that she's played. Kind of reminds me of that movie she played in with Zach Galifianakis where he was like, they robbed the bank heist. She played that character. And also a little bit of Mean Girls it reminds me of. Oh, I'm sorry, Mean Girls. A little bit of Bridesmaids in a way too, she was with too. If you watch, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Similar the characters of it, but she was so good in this costuming, the makeup, the scenery, and just the whole vibe of this like rich, rich country club in the 1969. It's so inspiring and cute and gorgeous, and just like it's such a fun show. She plays this character like an outcast trying to fit in at the country club, and everyone's not accepting her. So it's all about that. I was kept falling asleep during the storyline, and I already had 3 bottles of Messy Mama, the original. Mm-hmm. So I was turned. So I didn't really follow it, but I love that show on Apple TV, Apple Plus, or Apple Movies, whatever it's called. Obsessed with that. Can we talk about Selena's for a minute?
Yeah, talk about Selena's, and then we'll do some text messages from our Crusaders, because then I have to go get kids.
Okay, girl. So obviously you know me and Nicole have been obsessed with Bitty Bitty Bum Bum Selena for many moons. If you're not familiar who Selena is, and I talked about this yesterday.
You're not familiar with Selena. The hell?
I'm telling you, the young kids. The young kids don't know.
So I'm telling you, so I chose to explain what it was.
Back in the day, celebrities weren't like they are now. There wasn't overturn with a thousand different celebrities. There was like five to ten major musicians that like ran the world. It was like Madonna, Michael Jackson, you know, whoever it was. Selena was one of them. She was a Mexican artist. So everyone's saying like, how big was Selena? Compare how huge Selena was to the Mexican people and to the world. It's the same exact level of fame and importance and of notoriety as Taylor Swift is today. That's how big she was back then.
Selena's 100%.
Yeah, so that's mm-hmm. so basically, Selena got killed by her manager Yolanda. So imagine Taylor Swift being shot and murdered by her manager. That's the level of insanity this was at the time in 1995. This was 1995. That's the level it was. So imagine, God forbid, Taylor Swift getting murdered by her manager. That's how insane this fucking was for the time. Now her killer Yolanda, who was her manager, said it was a mistake. She still went to prison for 30 years. She's getting
a mistake.
She's up for parole in 1 year. March 2025, she's up for parole. I don't know what kind of protection plan she's going to have to be in or whether she'll never be able to live her life again. Because the second she steps foot on America on the soil outside of that prison, some angry Mexican fan's going to fucking.
She's a walking dead woman.
Yeah. They've been trying. I don't understand how she can get killed in prison already, but everyone wants her dead. It's like.
Yeah, how does she not get killed in prison?
I don't know.
She must have had her own wing. Because if I was a prisoner and I was a Selena fan, she came in, you're done.
Yeah, so I'm gonna watch that very closely. I'm not threatening her life by any means, but I am saying that I can't imagine her what kind of life she's
gonna live. Oh yeah, we're not saying we're gonna kill her.
No, I'm saying what kind of life she's gonna live.
But I wouldn't be surprised if she got murdered.
My skin. So yeah, watch out, Yolanda. Look at this skin. Can I talk
about coming for you?
Look at my skin, sissy.
Sup?
Yes, skin. My forehead.
Okay, hold on 2 seconds.
While she's over there, I want to talk about what I just got done. I just got back from Sperling Dermatology in the New York office, and I had a hydrafacial. Bitch, look. This is a visual episode. I have no makeup on except for a little bit of concealer on my nose, but, like, my skin is glass. They power washed. I have a note. Hold on. The lady wrote me a note of buzzwords. Hydrafacial, deep cleaning, exfoliating treatment, dirt and oil, blackheads, glowy clean skin. So literally it sucks out it's like a power vacuum that sucks out everything in your face and gets it all out. The water looked like swamp water when it came out. And this is no filter. And I'm rashy and stuff, but hydrafacial. She's dermaplaning and
I've done that before.
But look at my forehead. It's glass skin.
No, it looks beautiful. You're
hydrafacial. And then they did red light therapy. And then they gifted me this thing, Nicole. This is like a $500 machine. Kim Kardashian uses this every single night. It's the exact one she used. Not an ad. This is OmniLux Contour Face Medical Grade Anti-Aging Light. It's like a mask you put on your face.
Get me one.
I'll have this.
Get me one right now.
And you wear it like every night. And she goes, this is what your skin looks like every single day if you wear this 10 minutes a day. I'm going to sleep with this on. I'm so excited. And
a lot of people use
Sperling Dermatology sent me home with Revision skincare, all this expensive skincare. Literally, if you haven't tried Sperling yet, there's one in Florham Park, where Soupy's from. There's one in Red Bank. There's one in the city. There's one in New Brunswick. They're all over the place. So Sperling Dermatology, hit them up for all your needs. Injections. Thank you, Dr. Sperling.
I was just on Amazon, and I ordered a double chin strap.
Ooh. Get two.
I feel like I have a big, like, flap down here.
Did it work?
I didn't get it yet. but you basically, it's like a tight like band, and like you put it around your face, and then it velcros here. So then it's just like you got like it looks like you got a facelift, and you have, you know, like bandages around your face.
Oh, God.
But you put this cream on, and then you make it really tight on your double chin. So I want to see.
Our boyfriends are gonna leave us. They're gonna come to the room. I'm gonna have this fucking this R2-D2 mask on that's lighting up. You're gonna be strapped onto the bed with a Velcro strap around your neck. They're like, what?
Literally, you're just gonna see my
face
like this.
You batty bitches. What are they doing? Inbox. Okay. New text message from 50586. I'm kidding. This is the first time I have it down. And I don't know if this could say something bad. Hi, besties. This is from. She didn't say her name. Hey, besties. So I'm going to Italy this summer for 17 days, and I'm really struggling on what kind of clothes to pack. Any advice? Well, it depends on where you're going in Italy. I mean, what I do say is Italy's hotter than you think. It's a tropical environment. It's not really tropical. There's palm trees there, and it's always hot. I would pack in layers. If you're going to the Amalfi Coast, I mean, definitely bring things with lemons on them and bring, like, flirty sundresses and cute bikinis. But if you're going, you know, to one of the Roman cities or to Venice or Florence and that, I would just pack classy. People dress up there. So people aren't going, you know, people in jeans and like hoodies and stuff there. Everyone kind of gets dressed. So you lived there. What did you think? How did people dress when you lived there?
Well, we went to Florence and then we went somewhere near the beach, which was like 2 hours away. So that was like more tropical, I think. But Florence was more like touristy, just like walking around museums and stuff. So make sure you bring comfortable walking shoes, because when you go to Italy, you know, you want to sightsee, you want to see all the things. So make sure that your feet are comfortable. But I mean, back then we dressed like so Jersey that I just had like everything leopard. So I didn't dress like according to if everybody else goes to Italy. But definitely a lot of sundresses. Like flowy, nice maxis, all that kind of stuff. I actually have a couple that I just put up on the Spooky Shop. So my spring collection is coming out. I just dropped a couple things, and I'm doing a lot of like beautiful maxis and you know, everything that is nice and flowy.
So buy everything at Spooky Shop. When someone asks you what you're wearing, say, I'm wearing an Italian designer, Nicole Snoopy Paluzzi.
Have you ever heard of her?
Okay, this is another one. Hello, my name is Daniela. I like to call myself a meatball as well. And me and my friend is Dina Meatball. We're even an Insta official at the Meatballs. Oh, the Meatballs. My question for Snooki would be, would you be my officiant at my wedding in the future? No one thinks I can make that possible, but it doesn't hurt to ask. Thank you for inspiring me, my best meatball self. Are you available?
I mean, I definitely would love to officiate more, because I only did one wedding before, and I think it was great. It was amazing. I loved it. It's not as hard as people think. And yet, since I paid the $50 to officiate and I got my certificate, do you have to renew that, or is that like for a lifetime?
I have to get one myself. I'm performing at a wedding in your town. I am so. My cousin got and said she was going to do a destination. They switched it. Now they're getting married at the Park Savoy in Florham Park.
And you're officiating.
I'm officiating. Will you come watch me?
Okay. The one thing. So remember I officiated Brad and Lewis's wedding.
I was there.
The one thing that I messed up on, like everything was fine. I had my script. Everything was good. The one thing that I messed up terribly on is after they got to the altar, I didn't tell everybody to sit. So everybody was standing the entire freaking time.
Oh, shit.
So once they're there, you can say, everyone, please sit.
Stop, Nick.
Have to do that, because the entire time everyone was standing and I had no idea.
Nick, will you come over over there and watch me do it? You don't have to stay for the wedding. Will you come watch me?
Yeah, we make fun
before.
Of you.
Yeah. Or stay at the wedding. Who cares? You can be a poppy state. Hi, mamas. My question is for you is if you could have the answer to any mystery or unsolved story, what would you want to know? And what story would it be?
Oh, an unsolved mystery.
I mean, I think automatically, JonBenet Ramsey.
Yes. I was going to say, who killed her? Which parent? Parent? Did the brother?
Yes. I would want to see. But I
feel like the brother had a fit and killed her. Or my second option is the mother had a fit with her. She was freaking out and she hit her head on the wall by mistake. And then they just had to pretend she was stolen.
I would. Mm-hmm. Want that? Mm-hmm. I mean, O.J. Simpson. I mean, we all know what happened, but I really want to.
He freaking killed her. Please.
What if it wasn't?
Please.
What else?
Oh, did Pete also P. Diddy? Did he kill Michael Jackson?
What?
You haven't heard this?
No, what are you talking about?
P. Diddy killed Biggie, Michael Jackson. You got to go down the rabbit hole. P. Diddy.
The hip hop hole.
Just Google P. Diddy and then watch TikTok for hours and you'll see. Everything makes sense.
Oh my good. Okay. And then right now, Riley Strain. I need to know where he is.
Oh yeah.
Current
where
day.
You been?
Where is Riley Strain? That and then I would actually also want to know what happened to my mother in that hospital room that fateful day. I think that they gave her the wrong medication.
Stop.
Unsolved murder, my mother.
Well, you could sue the freaking hospital.
Poppy, we were too distraught to do it. Poppy didn't know how to do the paperwork. That's too late.
Oh, you idiot.
And then one last thing, what I want to know is an unsolved mystery. Where do we go? Where do we go after life?
Oh yeah, unsolved mystery. I want to know about. I kind of know. I see what happens. I want to know about the aliens. Have they been here the entire time? Are we aliens?
Yeah.
And you know where they're the future us. I just need to know about the aliens. I need to know.
And where
the universe.
Yeah, and I want to find out where the hell's my suit jacket. I can't find it anywhere. It's a mystery.
What suit jacket?
I lost my suit jacket. I was trying to go to an event the other night, and I couldn't go.
Oh, my God.
Another question. Hi, Snoopy and Joey. Now Nana needs her readers. Hold on.
We don't say that here, Nana.
Well, I'm just because I'm an old lady. Hi, yeah. Snoopy and Joey. Katie here, longtime listener. I don't have a question, but request, please. I would love for your live tour to come close to Indianapolis, please and thank you. Well, we don't even know where that is. So we'd have
to... Yeah, where is Indianapolis?
It's in... At the Appalachia Trail?
I don't think I've ever been there before.
Maybe we'll go. Oh, here we go. Oh, here
where
we go.
Is that?
This is Juicy Snoops. Look. Snoops. Ew.
Ew.
Snoopy and Joey. I'm 25 and started dating an 80-year-old millionaire. I am physically disgusted by him, but I know it's worth it for the money. Do you have any advice for how to kiss him without feeling physically sick? I know Joey's experience with older guys when he got those fancy shoes. Can you please help? Okay, girl.
Didn't you take shots and you got wasted?
No, I went there and he didn't drink. He said, I don't drink, but do you want something to drink? I said, I'd love one. He brought me a Coronita, a baby beer this big. And I didn't even have two sips of it. He was already eating my ass in the bed. Okay, ladies. Okay, the thing is, Katie,
I hate you.
Get close to the phone. I'm going to shoot it to your straight sister.
You are
It's
disgusting.
Going to be worth it in the end. Okay? You know, the 20, maybe 20 years he has got left. If you're 80, you live to 100. You got 20.
No, he's dying like next year. Everyone's okay. Dying early.
The thing is, I would close my eyes and play a role. Channel your inner actress. Channel your inner Amanda Bynes, of age, of course. And put on a role. You have to put yourself in an acting role. Picture as an actress, and you're okay. That's and you're in a movie.
Yeah.
You're in a movie. Yes, and you get the money for the movie.
I would play house. I would play house, and I pretend in my head that I'm an actress, and there's a TV production, and I'm doing a full movie.
Full movie. Yes. And you know that you're gonna get to wear any design you want on the red carpet after this. You're gonna get so many. You're gonna get $1 billion after this. You're gonna be able to travel the world with your house
in your head.
And have your babies and live the life you want. Just think about, like, you know, you're working, you are working. You're technically, you're supporting a life, you know, a nice life for this man and giving him confidence.
Yeah, you're working for your retirement.
So you just remember, it's an Oscar. You're going to be at the Oscars in about 10 years, hoping sooner, and you're going to have the life you want. So just go in it, say, and then maybe in your head, every time you have to like blow him or like you have to, if you're doing that or kiss him, and just remember, okay, quiet. Remember in your head. These are the Katie, listen to me. You know how these here. Quiet on set. Okay. And Katie, action. And picture that every time you have to do it. And then you just do it and just pretend. Just
oh my God,
turn it on.
Sin.
And become an actress.
Ew.
And then if you can't do it anymore, send them over to me. I'll handle it. Now I'm a pro.
Oh.
That was a great, great question, Katie. This is what we want to hear.
Amazing.
This is Kaylin, a fan from Missouri. Oh,
sorry. Right, last one.
Okay. This is from Missouri. Hi, Snoopy and Joey. This is Caitlin. Caitlin, this is a fan. Oh, Caitlin's starting a podcast with Lamar.
Who?
Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom started a podcast together.
What?
I didn't tell you. This is not her, Caitlyn. Isn't that crazy?
That is so random and like so weird.
And you know exactly who's behind it. Kris Kardashian is fucking has getting every cent from this shit. How else will that come about? Obviously, she's puppeteering it, right? She has to be.
Yeah, she has to be, because if she wasn't behind it and she wasn't in control of it, she would get it canceled in 2 seconds.
Right. Okay. So, this is not from Caitlyn Marie or Lamar. This is from Caitlyn with a K. So this is a fan from Missouri. I'm about 16 now, and I've been a fan of Jersey Shore since I was like 9 or 10 years old. Where were your parents?
Literally, girl.
Years old. And I just want to say that I love you guys very, very much, and I still keep up with you guys and your families to this day because I'm such a big fan of the two of you. It was just a fan.
Thank you.
Sloopy and Joey. Hi, Queens. My question is really out there, but I'm 29 years old and work with babies my whole life. My goal is to open a daycare center where I live in Poughkeepsie, mama. And I was wondering, help me. I've been through a lot of trauma and I feel like sometimes it's all my only way out with being with these babies. Love you both. How would you give her some advice to opening her own baby care center in Poughkeepsie as a business, as an entrepreneur?
I sell clothes. I don't want children.
Would you send Sissy to this lady's thing in Poughkeepsie?
Well, I mean, you got to make sure everything is like CDC, everything's regulated. Do you know what I mean? Like
sign contracts. Just get all legalities, worked out.
But everything's got to be legit because it's not like me selling clothes. Like you're watching actual kids. So make sure you're doing everything play by play, by the book, girl. Make sure you're hiring, doing background checks on people that you're going to hire to help you. Yeah. Make sure you get, you can get cameras. All toys donated from people. A ton of cameras. Make sure there's a lock on the door and you got to buzz in to get it because nowadays you never know who's going to walk in and go crazy. So make sure the door is locked at all times and you have a buzzer. And then you have a camera to see the parent. That's a lot. That's a lot, girl. But good for you. You're going to be amazing. And take care of those kids.
Put your mind to it. Now, can I say something else? I know this is off topic. I mentioned Sissy's name. I'm going through my period. I literally teared up. Sissy got a new hairdo, and I saw that picture. She looked the most beautiful.
Did you see it?
She looks 10. She looks like a teenager. She looks the most beautiful I've ever seen her in my life. I have goosebumps right now. Sissy got a little haircut.
I didn't even see it.
It was on Jackie's page. Her hair.
Do you want to see it? So she looks like Gianni in this picture. But she's my twin.
She got little highlights and her cut and curls.
She does look like Gianni. So she got her hair was so long, so she got 5 inches taken off, and it's still long. And then she has a curl, and she got little highlights here. She looked like mommy. But look at her.
Hold still. Go back. Forward. Stay there. Look forward for more. More. There. Stop. Oh, how pretty! Look at little highlights. It's curled. She's mini you, and she just looks so pretty and happy and confident.
She looks so pretty.
I literally teared up. I was like, what's wrong with me?
She was so excited to get her hair done because she had long hair, and she needed a cut. It was like getting raggedy.
She acted different?
She came back, and she was like this.
Stop.
I was like, attitude. Oh, she looks so pretty. She's so happy. So shout out to Jackie. She did an amazing job on Sissy's hair. And Sissy's got a couple little highlights. So
I know.
She feels amazing. Well, she's thriving.
I love it. Well, this has been lovely. Do you have to really go?
Yes, I have to go get the kids. This has been very lovely.
Well, Snoopy has to run because she has to get the kids. I have to get my Omnilux mask on my face so I can look even younger. But
can you please get one? I want that.
Well, can I plug my livelihood, please?
Yeah, I don't care. Go.
I'm going on tour with my Barstool podcast, Out and About. Tickets are live now on the website. Go to nowshewilltour.com right now to get your tickets. We're going to Austin, Atlanta, D.C., Buffalo, and Nashville, Tennessee.
Buffalo?
Who knew?
Okay.
I want to go there because I love Josh Allen. I want to eat buffalo wings. But there's more dates to be announced, so please buy tickets because if it doesn't sell out, I won't be able to afford my house.
Why are you screaming?
Please buy tickets because if it doesn't sell out, it will not. buy my house anymore, keep my house anymore. But yeah, go to nowshewilltour.com and please buy your tickets. And then look forward to Subi and I just booked a date in a special location. I cannot tell where, but
we'll let you know.
We're also hitting the ground running too. But girls, have the best weekend. If you're going out this weekend, listen to Subi and Joey. Watch your fucking friends. Do not leave, let them leave your side. Buddy system. Watch
it. Yes.
Don't talk
be
to strangers.
Be careful. But also go to the boogie shop and get your outfits before you go out.
Yeah. And make sure put an air tag on the outfit. Now, Subi has a little pocket in all of her clothes that she sells at the boogie shop for an air tag. We just installed them.
Yeah.
Girls, chin up, panties down. We love you. Stay safe out there and Godspeed.
It's happening.